Welcome to Polo Grounds in New York, for the game between the St. Louis Browns and the New York Yankees. Here are the starting lineups. For the St. Louis Browns. Batting in the lead-off spot. The right fielder, Jack Tobin. Batting second. The third baseman, Eddie Foster. Batting third. The first baseman, George Sisler. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Ken Williams. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Baby Doll Jacobson. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Marty McManus. Batting seventh. The catcher, Hank Severide. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Wally Gerber. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Rusty Wright. Pitching for the St. Louis Browns, Rusty Wright. For the New York Yankees. Batting in the lead-off spot. The center fielder, Whitey Witt. Batting second. The third baseman, Joe Dugan. Batting third. The right fielder, Babe Ruth. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Wally Pipp. Batting fifth. The catcher, Wally Shang. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Bob Musel. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Aaron Ward. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Everett Scott. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Carl Mays. Pitching for the New York Yankees, Carl Mays. And now, play ball. Jack Tobin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tobin hits a fly ball into center field. Witt settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Eddie Foster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foster hits a ball on the ground towards third. Dugan fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. George Sisler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sisler hits a ball on the ground towards third. Dugan fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Browns nothing, and the Yankees nothing. The Yankees will come to bat. Whitey Witt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Witt hits a fly ball into left field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe Dugan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dugan strikes out. Severide drops the ball, but quickly picks it up and throws Dugan out. Two outs. Babe Ruth batting right, is at the plate with a count of three balls and one strike. Ruth hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gerber scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Browns nothing, and the Yankees nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Ken Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams hits a fly ball into right field. Ruth settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Baby Doll Jacobson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jacobson hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Marty McManus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McManus hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Dugan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Hank Severide is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Jacobson. The throw from Shang and he throws it away. That's a stolen base and an error. Hank Severide is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Severide hits a pop-up towards short. Scott settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Browns nothing, and the Yankees nothing. The Yankees will come to bat. Wally Pipp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pipp hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Wally Shang is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shang hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Wright fields it and throws to first for the out. Pipp moves to second. One out. Bob Musel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Musel hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Pip scores. It's 1-0, Yankees. Aaron Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward strikes out. Two outs. Everett Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Musel. The throw from Severide and he is safe. Musel steals second. Everett Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Musel scores. Scott moves to second. It's 2-0, Yankees. Carl Mays is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mays hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Sisler settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Yankees 2, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Wally Gerber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gerber hits a ball on the ground towards short. Scott scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Rusty Wright is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wright hits a fly ball into right field. Ruth settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jack Tobin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tobin is 0-for-1 in the game. Tobin hits a fly ball into center field. Witt settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Yankees 2, and the Browns nothing. The Yankees will come to bat. Whitey Witt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Witt is 0-for-1 in the game. Witt hits a fly ball into center field. Jacobson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe Dugan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dugan is 0-for-1 in the game. Dugan hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Sisler settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Babe Ruth is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Ruth is 0-for-1 in the game. Ruth strikes out. Severide drops the ball, but quickly picks it up and throws Ruth out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Yankees 2, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Eddie Foster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foster is 0-for-1 in the game. Foster hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. George Sisler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sisler is 0-for-1 in the game. Sisler hits a fly ball into right field. Ruth settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ken Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0-for-1 in the game. Williams hits a fly ball into center field. Witt settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Baby Doll Jacobson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jacobson is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Jacobson takes first base on ball 4. Foster moves to second. Marty McManus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McManus is 0-for-1 in the game. McManus hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Dugan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Yankees 2, and the Browns nothing. The Yankees will come to bat. Wally Pipp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pipp is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Pipp hits a ball on the ground into right field, out of the reach of Tobin. Pip reaches second base with a double. Wally Shang is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shang is 0-for-1 in the game. Shang bunts in front of the plate. Severide juggles the ball. That's an error on Severide. Pip moves to third. Bob Musel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Pip scores. Shang moves to second. It's 3-0, Yankees. Bob Musel is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Musel is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Musel takes first base on ball 4. Aaron Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 0-for-1 in the game. Ward bunts, foul, in front of the plate. Severide settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Everett Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Scott hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Shang moves to third. Musel moves to second. Carl Mays is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mays is 0-for-1 in the game. Mays hits a ball on the ground towards second. McManus scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Yankees 3, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Hank Severide is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Severide is 0-for-1 in the game. Severide hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Wally Gerber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gerber is 0-for-1 in the game. Gerber hits a ball on the ground towards short. Scott fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Rusty Wright is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wright is 0-for-1 in the game. Wright takes first base on ball 4. Jack Tobin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tobin is 0-for-2 in the game. Tobin hits a fly ball into center field. Witt settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Yankees 3, and the Browns nothing. The Yankees will come to bat. Whitey Witt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Witt is 0-for-2 in the game. Witt hits a fly ball, foul, into left field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe Dugan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dugan is 0-for-2 in the game. Dugan hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Babe Ruth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ruth is 0-for-2 in the game. Ruth hits a fly ball towards right. Tobin settles under the ball, and drops it. That's an error on Tobin. Dugan moves to second. Wally Pipp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pipp is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. Pipp hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. McManus fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on McManus. Dugan scores. Ruth moves to third. That run is unearned. It's 4-0, Yankees. Wally Shang is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shang is 0-for-1 in the game. Shang hits a fly ball into center field. Jacobson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Ruth tags and scores. That run is unearned. Two outs. It's 5-0, Yankees. Bob Musel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Pip. The throw from Severide and he is out, McManus applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Yankees 5, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Eddie Foster is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Foster is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Foster takes first base on ball 4. George Sisler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sisler is 0-for-2 in the game. Sisler hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Foster moves to second. Ken Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0 for 2 in the game. Williams hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Ward settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Baby doll Jacobson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jacobson is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Jacobson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Scott fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Yankees 5, and the Browns nothing. The Yankees will come to bat. Bob Musel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Musel is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Musel hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Aaron Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 0 for 2 in the game. Ward hits a fly ball into center field. Jacobson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Everett Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott is 2 for 2 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Scott hits a fly ball into left field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Carl Mays is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mays is 0 for 2 in the game. Mays hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Musel moves to third. Whitey Witt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Witt is 0 for 3 in the game. Witt hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Musel scores. Mays moves to second. It's 6 to nothing, Yankees. Joe Dugan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dugan is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Dugan hits a fly ball into left field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Yankees 6, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Marty McManus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McManus is 0 for 2 in the game. McManus hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Ward scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Hank Severide is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Severide is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Severide hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Wally Gerber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gerber is 0 for 2 in the game. Gerber hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Mays fields it and throws to first for the out. Severide moves to second. Two outs. Chick Shorten pinch hits for Rusty Wright. Chick Shorten is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shorten hits a ball on the ground towards third. Dugan fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Yankees 6, and the Browns nothing. The Yankees will come to bat. Bill Bain now pitching. Babe Ruth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ruth is 0 for 3 in the game. Ruth hits a ball on the ground into right field, out of the reach of Tobin. Ruth reaches second base with a double. Wally Pipp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pipp is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. Pipp bunts towards third. Foster fields it and throws to first for the out. Ruth moves to third. One out. Wally Shang is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shang is 0 for 1 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Shang hits a fly ball into left field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Ruth tags and scores. Two outs. It's 7 to nothing, Yankees. Bob Musel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Musel is 2 for 2 in the game, with 2 singles and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Musel hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Aaron Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 0 for 3 in the game. Ward hits a fly ball into center field. Jacobson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Yankees 7, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Jack Tobin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tobin is 0 for 3 in the game. Tobin hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Ruth. Tobin reaches second base with a double. Eddie Foster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foster is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Foster hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Ward scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Tobin moves to third. One out. George Sisler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sisler is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Sisler hits a ball on the ground towards short. Scott scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Tobin scores. Two outs. It's 7-1, Yankees. Ken Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0 for 3 in the game. Williams hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Musel. Williams reaches second base with a double. Baby Doll Jacobson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jacobson is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Jacobson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Dugan fields it and races to the third base bag for the out. Score that a fielder's choice. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Yankees 7, and the Browns 1. The Yankees will come to bat. Everett Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Scott takes first base on ball 4. Carl Mays is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mays is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Mays bunts towards first. Sisler fields the ball and throws to Bain covering. Safe. Scott moves to second. Whitey Witt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Witt is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Witt bunts towards third. Foster fields it and throws to first for the out. Scott moves to third. Mays moves to second. One out. Joe Dugan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dugan is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Dugan hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Scott scores. Mays scores. It's 9-1, Yankees. Babe Ruth is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Ruth is 1 for 4 in the game, with a double. Ruth hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Sisler settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Wally Pipp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pipp is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. Pipp hits a ball on the ground towards first. Sisler scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Pipp for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Yankees 9, and the Browns 1. The Browns will come to bat. Marty McManus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McManus is 0 for 3 in the game. McManus hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Hank Severide is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Severide is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. Severide hits a line drive into center field. Witt picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Witt. McManus moves to third. Wally Gerber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gerber is 0 for 3 in the game. Gerber hits a ball on the ground towards short. Scott fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. McManus scores. Two outs. It's 9-2, Yankees. Pat Collins pinch hits for Bill Bain. Pat Collins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Collins takes first base on ball four. Jack Tobin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tobin is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. Tobin hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Collins moves to third. Cedric Durst pinch hits for Eddie Foster. Cedric Durst is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Durst hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Dugan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, New York Yankees, 9, and St. Louis Browns, 2. Goodbye from Polo Grounds in New York.